Welcome out there. Another episode of the podcast, Respect My Mind. Just gonna holler at the people for a little minute. Yeah, man. I just been wondering about some of these dudes out here that'll sleep with somebody else's lady and then think they accomplished an amazing feat. It's like, okay, my guy, like, you didn't really accomplish anything. You just taking on somebody else's headaches. You know what I mean? You just really taking on somebody else's problem. You didn't accomplish anything. Like, I watch niggas brag about it. Or I hear about it on songs. Yeah, I fucked your bitch. I fucked your this. I'm like, okay, it's like, okay, well, you know, that's all well and good. But, like, the same way that you met her, you know what I'm saying? You'll lose her like that. The same way you met her, you'll lose her the same way. That's if you take the bitch on. But, like, it ain't no feat, like, you know what I'm saying, to conquer another woman from another man. Like, I went through a situation like that where I thought I had struck gold, but, like, it was fool's gold, you know, the whole time. And I say I'm not proud of it, but I later like made amends with that man. You know what I'm saying? We talked it out like men. You know what I'm saying? But, like, and that's how a lot of women play themselves. They think they doing something behind their man's back, you know, and they think they like getting over. Say, you're not getting away with anything. What comes to out in the dark will come out in the light. What's done in the dark will come out in the light. You're not really doing anything. Like, you thinking you being an adult out here sneaking around. That's not being an adult. If you got to sneak around, that's what teenagers do when they don't want their parents to find out that they're doing certain foul shit. They go sneak around behind somebody's back, but you grown though. But it's all good, you know. I let that misery have its company, you know. And then when some people figure that you can do better without them, then, you know what I'm saying, they make a big ruckus about it. But I'm like, you played yourself. You have nobody to blame but yourself, you know. I say, yeah, you might think you're making me look bad, or you might making a dude look bad, but it's like, that's not even the case. And to you women out there that want to be discovered being a party girl, like, that's lame in itself, especially if you're an adult. Like, if you're doing shit later in life, if you had something and you're doing shit later in life, that's lame. You trying to relive a past or some shit, or you got somebody in your ear egging you on, telling you to do this, or you see females living a certain type of way, and you go, oh, I want to do that. I want to be a part of this little collective right here. I want to be a part of this little harem. It's weird to me. It's weird. Some people just go backwards. They do shit very backwards. I can't fathom the whole psychology of, like, you wanting to do something and go backwards. I say, I'm going to bounce on my feet anyway. Like, you may have, like, discouraged me or, like, tarnished me or whatever and said I wasn't good enough and I wasn't going to do this or that. But, like, I always bounce back. That's the thing about me. I always re-up. You can't destroy me. You can't destroy something built like me. So, if you think you doing me a certain way or you hurting me out there, like, man, you better think twice. You know, this shit right here is therapeutic for me. That's why I started up a podcast anyway, to get past transgressions out or to get things out of my system that I may harbor. This is good for me, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, like, go hurt somebody, you know, do something harmful to somebody. Like, I just rather just, you know, say what I need to say here. But to anybody, if they catch wind of my shit, you know, and I'm gonna get at certain people I need to get at. Like, not I mean, I want to talk to people in a positive way. Like, I'm gonna get at you and, you know, on no violent beef shit. Like, it's like, I want to talk to people, like, either man to man or woman to woman. I want to be able to have a conversation. I want to be able to dialogue and articulate what are we doing, our thoughts, our feelings. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing to each other? Especially with black on black. Like, it's said in, like, relationships, like, shit is like, it's like a 70% divorce rate. And in the black communities, I think it's a little bit higher. Like, we just leave the scales on all the negative shit. And it's like, weird. It's like very destructive in our community. Crime rates. Children out of wedlock. Divorce rates. Like, the way our family is just being destroyed. Our family structure is just being destroyed. And it's by design. So, us as black people, we should have conversations like, hey, what do we need to do to rectify situations if we are unhappy in a relationship? Or rectify a situation if a person has stepped out. Let's talk to the other party. Okay, well, yeah, you didn't know this, this, and that. Or that she's like this, this, and that. And like I say, it was my fault because I should have known this person was like this, but I took it on anyway. You know what I mean? But we should have a diet instead of like, but like, I just think with black people, with some black folks, it's just, we have this bravado about ourselves that when we do something like underhanded, it's like an achievement. It's like weird to me. It's a weird psychology. Or we do something like, you know, sleep with somebody else's partner, or we fight another black person, or demean or degrade another black person. Like, it's like we give kudos to each other for that shit. We tear each other down so much. It's weird to me. I don't get it. Like, when we need to all come together as adults and like not lash out at people and just be like, hey, you know what? This happened. This happened. This situation happened. What's going on? Oh, let me talk to you man to man. Okay, yeah, she's like this, bro. Like, she, in the same way you got, hey, it's going to be the same thing. Hey, baby, hey, well, what did you need from the relationship? Oh, okay, I got you. Like, hell, if we need to split, let's split. That's all it is. That's all it takes. You know what I mean? Just communication. We don't know how to communicate as a people sometimes. Or we get too emotional and we get riled up and it's like, hey, well, nah, fuck these niggas. Fuck. I'm getting a little bit too old to be doing that. Like, I think it's like counterproductive to like be in a ruckus about shit. It's like, it doesn't help. It doesn't benefit. All you're going to have is two people, you know, escalating a situation and you getting into some shit. Like, it's not even. Some people got babies involved and kids involved. I'm like, man, come on, man. Like, this, you didn't accomplish anything by this whole situation. And you probably knew what was going on, but, or some lies probably got told. I would bet the latter. I would bet that lies got told to you. That's it. I think lies get told to some of these people out here that have affairs, whether they're male or female. Men, they lie, you know. To try to get in the woman's drawers, you know, or women, they lie. Oh, no, I don't really got a man like that. Or my man going through this, this, and that. And that's another thing, too. It's like, when you're in a relationship, you should not tell another party your business in that relationship, because they're going to want to capitalize off of that. You know, if you have a problem with your mate, you guys should communicate. I know I'm trying to rhyme and shit, but I ain't mean to rhyme, but you know, that's what it is. You partners, if you and your partner have a situation, you guys need to communicate and talk it out. Like, don't let other parties know your situation. That always, your friends or whoever, like, you letting other people in your circumference, and it's like, and people are going to have opinions, and you know that you talk. You know, people talk amongst each other. That's what they do. And you deny it, and you gotta be an adult about confronting people also. You gotta be an adult about confronting your issues or the other person's issues, and you gotta be able to communicate that. Don't just run and say, oh, I don't wanna talk about it. Oh, I say, well, you're dealing with that like a child. Like, you're being childlike when you do that. It's ways to have a conversation. You know? It's ways to have a conversation if you're having trouble in a relationship. You can't just be out there and confiding in strangers. It's like, okay, you going out here to confide in a stranger, and it's like, I'm right here. Like, what it like It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I don't understand the psychology, the backward psychology. But when you see me doing better, it's like you can't. There's no way to come back. Like, once it's over with, like with me personally, once you have violated my trust and betrayed me, like it's over with. Like it's, you don't get a second chance. Like, especially if I done gave my all. I gave you everything. Like, I gave you my all. And I tried to support you in situations and you didn't reciprocate. It's like, okay, well, you know, hey, I don't have anything else for you. Like, I can't, I'm not going to keep shooting myself in the foot. Like, this shit is like counterproductive. That's the word for today. Counterproductive. That's when you're trying to get results and you're doing it the same way. It's like sort of like insanity, but you get no results. Or you're doing something and you don't net any results. Counterproductive. That's my definition of it. But I think that's close. But yeah, it's crazy, man. People, they spin their wheels how they live their life. And I don't want to be a part of that. That's not something. I'm about progression. I'm all about stages in life. You shouldn't be the same way you were like 10 years ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna bounce. And you always, if a person works hard enough, they always gonna bounce. But especially if you know the caliber of the person, it's like, why are you trying to shit on them at this point? You trying to shit on them at this point, knowing that they're gonna do great things. I say, but it's cool though. You know what I'm saying? Have what you want. You know what I'm saying? Do what you want. You know, because you're an adult. Or air quotes, you are an adult. But yeah, man, it's a little quick talk, man. You know, people gotta start communicating and using their words, man. Like subliminal shit, that doesn't, I don't understand people who do that either, especially on social media. I don't understand that subliminal shit either. It's like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? I might start reaching out to some people. I don't know if it's a mistake or not, but I'm thinking about reaching out to particular people and like seeing, checking their temperature. Like if they coming at me sideways, then I say I don't want to have a conversation about it because you're in another thought process. You obviously are not mature enough to deal with a situation, so I'm not going to deal with you like that. But if you want to talk about it man to man, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Like, hey, let's talk about what happened. Let's discuss what happened. Now, me, I like a person that's upfront about things. I like a person that because I'm gonna be upfront about shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you lying to me, you expect to get the same thing. I treat you like you treat me. Golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I believe in that shit. Hell, if you gonna lie to me, like, what makes you think you desire the truth? Who are you? You be upfront with me, I'm upfront with you. But if you truth by omission, I mean, lies by omission and telling half-truths, it's like, you can't confront it. Like, how do you live with yourself? How do you look at yourself in the mirror knowing that you like, you're basically living a lie. You're lying to yourself about certain things. It's like, okay, well, if that's how you want to live, you know. But let's talk of my stuff, man. Until next time, you know, join me for another Respect My Mind podcast. Peace.